Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from the puzzle maker and editor Peter Gordon. I said, think of a word for a competitor in a particular Olympic sport. It's a compound word with a hyphen in the middle. Remove the hyphen, and what remains are two words from a different Olympic sport. What words are these? And the answer is shot putter. Get rid of that hyphen and you get shot and putter, which are both terms in golf, a different Olympic sport.
Very on the nose for this season. We received over 400 correct responses, and the winner is Joanne Hauger of Longmont, Colorado. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lulu.
How'd you figure it out?
Well, I started by looking at a list of Olympic sports in track and field because I thought they would have two word sports. And I tried out things like javelin thrower because of the word rower at the end, but javelith didn't make any sense. So I ended up at shot putter, and then I saw the words shot and putter.
And there you go. What was it like when you got the call?
It was exciting. I was pretty happy.
Good. Well, welcome. And are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Joanne, I like your attitude. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals part of the human body in consecutive letters. For example, if I said, read the article, you would say heart, because H-E-A-R-T is hidden consecutively inside read the article. Every answer has at least five letters. Here's number one, hang it higher. Hang it higher.
Thigh.
Thigh, that was fast. Yay. Number two, they elided their G's. They elided their G's.
I'm looking.
Look inside the first two words.
Eyelid.
Eyelid is it. Can the sopranos trill?
Can the soprano... Nostril.
Nostril, good. Helen drank lemonade.
Helen drank lemonade. Ankle.
Ankle is it. When I got to Iowa, I stopped.
To Iowa... I stopped. Waste.
Waste is it. No tax is put on guest rooms.
No tax is put on guest rooms. Tongue.
Tongue, nice. Those are the buttons I lost.
It sometimes gets removed.
There you go. Home in on the part of the sentence that's the most awkward.
Yes, tonsil.
Tonsil is it. Good. Move the benches to the rear.
Benches to the chest.
Chest, nice. Throw the gum out here.
Mouth.
Mouth is it. We need a new fiscal policy.
Don't we ever. need a new fiscal policy. How about a hint?
Last two words, fiscal policy.
Scalp.
Scalp is it. Labor shifted from humans to machines.
Humans to machines is stomach.
Stomach is it. And your last one, therefore, armies went to war.
Went to war. Forearm.
Forearm. Nice job.
Great job. How do you feel?
Thank you. I feel quite relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Joanne, which member station do you listen to?
We are members of KCFR in Denver.
That is Joanne Hauger of Longmont, Colorado. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. Think of a common Britishism, a word that the British use that's not common in the U.S. Write it in all capital letters, turn it upside down, that is, rotate it 180 degrees, and the result is a famous hero of books and movies. Who is it? So again, a common Britishism, something the British use that we don't use here much. Write it in all capital letters, turn it upside down, And the result is a famous hero of books and movies. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.